Kians, parents, friends, welcome. However, I must start by saying how disappointed I am in the Keys alumni. This year, only one of you won a Nobel Prize. Our former research fellow, Michael Levitt. Only three of you were knighted in the New Year's Honours List. Noel Malcolm, the historian and journalist. Peter Ratcliffe, the scientist. And Marcus Setchell, the surgeon to gynaecologist to the royal household. Yes, only three knighthoods for Kians. And it took four clever dicks among you to win the Christmas University Challenge. Today, we have visitors from all around the world, including Australia, China, Japan, Singapore, the USA, Spain, Germany, and France. Of those who have traveled from afar, I'd like to make special mention of Alice Cheng from Shanghai, who has given very generously fund the redevelopment of the building adjacent to the boathouse, which will be called Alice Cheng House.
Very nice.
I like it very much.
Her name is now on the benefactor's wall by the Great Gate. John Saunders is here from Australia. He is in the process of endowing in perpetuity the John Saunders Research Fellowship. Research fellowships are just so important to provide a continuing youthful freshness into the fellowship and an initial and necessary first foot on the academic ladder. In the last few months, I've had the pleasure of announcing several of our research fellows have had offers of lectureships, and all attribute the absolutely essential role the Keys Research Fellowships had played. This type of benefaction, large or small, is so important. In mentioning Alice Cheng House, I should also express our thanks to all those Kian boaters and many parents of our current crews who have now raised 4.2 million towards the combined boathouse ferry path project. We need to give special thanks to Martin Wade for the key role he has played as president of the boat club. The good news is that Keys is still head of the river, rowing clear of Downing. Everyone who has been invited here today is a benefactor, and I would like to thank you all for your support, which is essential for the continuation of Keys as a world-famous institution.
Yet again, Anne and her team, and you, our generous benefactors, have surpassed themselves. In 2012-13, Keys was the only Cambridge college to raise over £5 million. And with 2 weeks to go in this financial year, we're confident of reaching that figure again. Yet again, our two-week telephone campaign, conducted by key in undergraduates and graduates under expert supervision, has broken all records. The £700,000 raise surpasses anything ever achieved in any similar campaign by any UK higher education establishment, and was more than twice the amount raised by any other Oxbridge campaign this year. Quite brilliant. Other six-figure gifts or pledges have been made by John Saunders, who's flown in from Australia for this event. Richard and Anna Wilson have been major supporters. Neil Booker, Mavis Gray, David and Margot Heap, Humphrey Cobbold, Miguel Nogales, Nigel Blanchard, Peter English, Christopher Hogbin, and Graham and Jane Hills are also flyers in their case from California. Many of these have been supporting the Boathouse Project, which is a superb success even before it's built. Bequests that have been pledged have been just as gratifying in their generosity. So my sincere thanks to Tim Parsonson, David Beavers, Michael Buckley Sharp, John Denby from my own year, thank you John, George Bielstein, Peter English, and Anne Yonemura in memory of her Kean husband, John Winter. I've always said on these occasions that it's deeds, not words, that matter. So I'm delighted to report that one of your number has taken that literally and bequeathed the deeds of his house in Hampstead to the college in his will. The largest bequest in modern Keys history. So our great thanks to John Chumrow for his benefaction and for his being with us today. I said that 550 guests were here, but that's just a quarter of the donors to Keys this year, of whom well over three quarters contribute through monthly or annual direct debits. The Development Office manages over 40 payments every day. And this year, we believe we will surpass all previous years in securing gifts from 24% of our known alumni, a level unmatched in the university. Of course, I regard that figure as a challenge as much as an achievement. So, 76% to go. When you meet a Kean, do not be bashful about asking when they last made a donation. We may each have an individual obligation to repay, if we can, the investment Keys has made in our 3 years as undergraduates, £12,000 to £15,000 on average. But we also have a collective obligation to ensure that the generations of students and graduates yet to come can enjoy the same quality of teaching, housing, college life and community that previous benefactors helped provide for us. Being at Keys is more than an education, more than individual and collective achievement in tripos, in sport, in arts, in drama, in debate, and in learning to be an adult citizen. It is literally a life class. I mentioned change as well as continuity. This is the last full year that Anne will be Director of Development. In her dozen years, she has raised over £80 million in gifts received and pledges made. The funds raised and the income from the growing Keys Endowment provide 50% of the costs of running the college, allowing us to keep student charges down, retain needs-blind admission, provide studentships, research fellowships, and college lectureships, maintain and improve the college's physical fabric, and enlarge and enhance the college's property with the library, the Hawking Building, and the renovated Harvey Court as examples. All that is part of the college resource, and so are we. Carefully nurtured by Anne and her team, with the help of my colleagues on the Development Board, whose efforts are greatly appreciated. So, Anne, James, Caroline, Sam, Colin, Mackie and Steve, thank you very much. And now you're all free to enjoy the recitals, the tours, tea with the master, triumph on the river. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for being here. See you next year.